latest news from Financeland with Wiley Sims from Smartline, station sponsor.
The information provided in this segment is general advice only. Listeners should seek individual advice from their accountant, financial advisor or broker to see if the product is right for their situation. ACL number 385325.
Morning, Wiley. How are you?
Had better days, Mitch. I tell you what, the traffic situation is very, very bad if you're coming in on the Bellarine Highway there. It's gridlocked right back to Swan Bay Road.
I was going to say, did you make a mistake and go to Torquay instead?
Mate, I should have gone to Torquay. I think I would have got there quicker down to 13th Beach Road that way, which is the scenic way that I take. But also the Port Arlington Road, traffic's being diverted there at the roundabout there just outside Drysdale. So it's very slow going for anyone who's coming in, Mitch.
This is what it says from Vic Roads on Port Arlington Road. All the Geelong-bound lanes are closed. We're sending traffic the other way, so that means that they're being diverted from Port Arlington Road onto the Bellarine Highway. And what you're saying, our live traffic reporter on the ground, is that just steer clear of the entire area.
Yeah, I mean, the Bellarine Highway is literally like a car park. It took me over half an hour to move 2 km, and I ended up doing the U-turn and coming back to the office here, Mitch.
Very wise. Now, we've got a special guest in the studio with us. You can't see them, but perhaps you'd like to introduce them.
Yeah, we've got Rowan Smith from GJ Gardner Homes, and Rowan and I are both very excited because we've got some special exclusive home loan offers that we can assist people into their first home ownership.
Rowan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mitch. Morning, Wiley.
Now, what we will do is just first of all look at a couple of things from Financeland. First of all, last week, the RBA announcement, there was no change, but I did read in the announcement that I got from Domain that a potential rate cut could be on the cards.
Yeah, Mitch, I think a lot of it's to do with the difficulties with the unemployment situation and, again, trying to stimulate the economy. As we mentioned last week down at Torquay, we've now got housing construction that's powering the economy at the moment. That, along with the fact that we've got this in-migration of about 300,000 new arrivals, now that the mining boom has subsided, and we really need other ways to stimulate the economy other than just relying on the mining boom.
Now, who is ASIC taking to court?
Yes, very interesting one, Mitch. ASICS has taken one of the major banks, ANZ, to court for allegedly manipulating the bank swap rate bill. And what's happened on... ASIC has alleged that on 44 separate days during 2010 to 2012, ANZ priced the value of the bank swap bill that it traded on the bank bill market with the intention of moving the bank swap rate bill higher or lower. And ASIC alleges that ANZ was trying to maximise its profit or minimise its loss. Now, ANZ has vigorously denied this and will, quote, vigorously defend this at the appropriate forum. Interestingly, only yesterday, ASIC has made an announcement that it's now going to go through the other big four banks and look at them for the same breaches. So watch this space, and it seems that the banks may be getting a bit of a smack on the wrist over this, because it's basically how they swap when someone uses credit, and they swap internally their credits between banks. And, I don't fully understand it, but basically it's alleging it's been manipulated.
The CBA, what's been happening with them? Because there's been an interesting program, Four Corners, about them.
Yes, last night, Mitch, the lending wing of the CBA, CommInsure, was put under the scrutiny by Four Corners. And they were alleging that, basically questioning that people who put claims under trauma insurance and total and permanent disability, which were regarded as totally disabled for work, or had trauma that maybe they may have had terminal illnesses, were rejected, and they put the blowtorch on the CEO of the bank, and it seems that the bank's going to look into this, and because they're trying to position themselves as the bank who's ethical, and so they're certainly reviewing their whole insurance wing, Mitch.
And the top loans for the week?
Their top loans for the week, Mitch. Again, what we've now got is the CUA Fresh Start home loan at 3.99% is now our top loan. It was only released early in the week, and we've just had a swag of people that, as long as you've got 20% equity in your home loan, maximum of 80% loan-to-value ratio, you can pick up this great rate at 3.99% debt average.
Now, the suburb of the week this week is one that I actually haven't heard of, which is surprising. What is it?
Charlemont.
Tell us about it.
3217. We're having a look at that because Rowan's got some house and land packages available there, and what I've done is I've actually looked at one of the house and land packages, the Discovery from G.J. Gardner, and it's priced at $328,885 house and land, and for a deposit of around about $30,000, your repayments work out at around about $1,655 per month, which is not a great deal more than be paying rent for a similar property, Mitch.
So it's almost a rent-buster suburb.
It's definitely a rent-buster suburb, and of course there are plenty of other estates around as well, but if someone wants an entry-level property, it's certainly a good opportunity there.
Now, when you were on the program a few weeks ago, you were very excited about this announcement when it comes to home loan offers with Smartline and GJ Gardner together. Just outline what this means.
Yeah, Mitch, our state management team, GJ Gardner's and our lenders for some time have been negotiating, and I was privy to this late last year, and it finally came to fruition about a month ago, and we've got four special offers that we can do in conjunction with GJ Gardner Homes. First of these is a low deposit home loan, which we can move forward from as low as $2,000 deposit, which will secure the property. We can go to a Bank of Melbourne loan, which is at 95% plus lender's mortgage insurance, and the buyer can use their rental history as genuine savings or evidence of general savings, provided they've been renting through a registered agent for 12 months, and we use a personal loan to fund that deposit up to $35,000. Now, the only caveat, of course, you need a clean credit file, and the client would need to be able to service both the home loan and the additional loan for the deposit. So that's great for anyone who's been struggling in rental territory but just can't get the deposit together, provided they've got enough income there to service the loan. So if we had a coupled on the average weekly earnings in Geelong, they'd certainly be able to consider something like the Discovery 147 at Charlemont Estate. We've also got a no-deposit guarantor loan, which is the family pledge, again through Bank of Melbourne. And basically here, we've spoken about this one in the past, Mitch, we take out an 80% loan in the name of the purchaser, and 27% of the cost of finance using the parent, the guarantor. So the parents can use their own property to guarantee the loan provider that's got equity in that. And with this structure, there's no lender's mortgage insurance, which can save a lot of money for the prospective purchaser. We've also got a shortfall valuation loan, because unfortunately with construction, from time to time, the banks will not value what the land costs and the property, maybe because someone put maybe more expensive inclusions into the property, maybe like stone, bench tops or something. And if there is a shortfall there, we do have a way that we can assist people with that, which is very handy. And lastly but not least, we've also got our investment loans that we can do in conjunction with GJ Gardner as well.
Now, I might just bring Rowan in here, because Rowan, you're obviously listening to this and you're part of this arrangement. First of all, where exactly do you guys build homes in Geelong?
Well, Mitch, we have the Greater Geelong, Bellarine, Peninsula and Surf Coast area. So pretty much we diverse from Queenscliff through to Teesdale and Little River right the way through to Anglesey at the moment.
And if you're looking at a block of land, it must be very hard to sort of imagine how it's going to look from a vacant paddock to your actual home. What sort of things should you be looking for when you're looking at that block of land to make a right decision?
Well, it's probably a couple of things. I suppose the biggest question is whether you're looking for an investment or whether you're going to be an owner-occupier. If you're an owner-occupier, obviously you're more focused on a lifestyle choice, so ensuring that the land is actually in the area that you want to have that lifestyle, and the services and infrastructure are there for you. And obviously if you're an investor, you're looking for an area that is a growth potential or is a strong rental market, such as Wiley pointed out with the new Charlemont estate.
And then you think that's going to be a growth market, obviously, because it's part of that growth corridor that we're seeing now?
That's right. That precinct pretty much from Marshall all the way through to Mount Arneed at the moment is a very strong growth corridor.
And when you're looking at your actual block in an estate, because I imagine there's a lot to choose from, what sort of things should you be looking for there? Like, for example, a level block. Is it much more challenging if you want to build a home on a block that's not level?
It certainly has its challenges. Obviously, the level of the block, the cheaper the cost to build. But again, it's a lifestyle choice in most cases. So, you know, those that want a sloping block can always be built on. It's a matter of how you go about it, the design, and obviously the costs associated with it.
So if you're a first home buyer and you're wanting to keep costs down, and, you know, as we were saying with Wylie, you're a rent buster suburb, perhaps a level block might be the way to go.
Certainly would be, yes.
And soils and things like that, are there things that you should be factoring in there?
Well, there's always going to be something, some implication from the soil that we're building on. Some areas are flat now because they've introduced a little bit of fill to try and level the sites out more so that creates its own little issues. But, you know, general knowledge around the area is always worth following up on. Those that have experienced or built in the area get some advice on what they're around. But most builders working in the Geelong area have got a fairly good coverage about what sort of soil you can expect and make some sort of provisional or guesstimate to assist in getting a baseline cost there.
So the point is that the builder should also be part of the process when you're selecting a block, and I think you do house and land packages because obviously as the builder you would know the soil type and the slope and all that sort of thing and what challenges that will present.
Yeah, so we do have a reasonable knowledge of most of the areas throughout the district, so it is always good to get a builder involved early who can give you sort of the heads up, I suppose, in some of the things to look out for. But at the end of the day, you can't beat having an actual soils test on the block, because two blocks right next door to one another could have a differing result.
Now, the process for building a new home must be very daunting for a lot of people. Just give us a snapshot on that. How does that process work?
Well, we have a process where it's a no-obligation consultation with our sales team, with five sales consultants that man our display homes and design centres. Basically, that consultation is really understanding from the client what it is they're trying to achieve, and the questions like you asked before about where to buy and what to look out for can be discussed. Try and go in with a fairly open mind, though, that you do need to understand that having a budget in mind is important, because, of course, that will restrict a lot of things, especially when you've got to consider the land and the on-costs of the land purchase as well. So it's always good to be open and honest in that initial consultation. Then you can get the best result. After that consultation, we look to try and get a concept plan in place for a client that's along the lines of what they're looking to achieve. That might be a plan that comes straight off the rack, but it may also be something we need to modify to suit the client and to suit the block, especially with the blocks getting smaller these days.
Is there a big cost differential with getting something off the rack versus coming up with your own ideas?
There is a minor difference in that. Obviously, it's like going to a supermarket and buying a packet of cornflakes. You know, you buy the same box every day, the cost is going to be a lot cheaper than if you go and buy one that has all of a sudden got nuts in it the next day. So, you know, that's the same with housing, it's the same with cars.
Good analogy. So once you've locked in your actual plan or your vision, what happens then?
Well, once we have got that vision sorted, we will cost that final result for you and present a no-obligation quote to the client. Generally, we try and get all of the information about the property up front and make that a fixed price at that time, so the client goes into the arrangement fully understanding where the costs will be, which obviously then assists with the finance. So, you know, when they're talking to people like Wylie, they know that they're dealing with a final number and remove any surprises.
So if I just bring in Wylie here, Wylie, why might you want to build a new home or construct a new home rather than buying something that's already there?
Right, well, from a financial perspective, Mitch, first of all, the big saving is on stamp duty, because you only pay duty on the price of the land, not the complete purchase if you were buying a house and land that was already finished. So the example that we looked at earlier with the property in the Charlemont estate, I just worked a number crunch on that. Now, if you were buying that property completed, you'd be paying around about $12,814 stamp duty if it was a complete finished home. If you were buying it and constructing, you'd be paying on stamp duty only for the land, which is $4,120. So you'd be saving about $8,000 there, stamp duty. And if you're a first-time buyer, that stamp duty would be reduced again by 50%, so you'd only be paying $2,060 land value only on that purchase. Of course, if you're an investor, if you're constructing a new home, your depreciation is greater than it would be with an existing property because you can appreciate the whole value of the property, the appreciation period.
And Rowan, why should you decide to build a new home rather than going with something that's already there? What are the benefits?
Oh, well, obviously it's new, so having the peace of mind of that new dwelling being the way you want it, having your input with the colours and the finishes and the fixtures personalises the approach, but having that, I suppose, period of time that you know you're not going to have to worry about ongoing maintenance and potential defects in the house is a big bonus. But again, it's about your lifestyle, so if you can get in it from the starting point and put your energy and effort into getting the result that you want, you're going to have a better outcome at the end of the day.
And of course, talking about energy, those new homes can be very efficient, can't they? You know, there are certain requirements that they have to meet that some of the older homes don't have to meet, and that means that you can save on things like bills.
That's correct. The new six-star provisions, which seem to increase from year to year, are all designed about sustainability and energy conservation. So today's homes are far more efficient than they were 30, 40 years ago.
So if people are wanting to take the next step, who should they contact? What should they do from here?
Well, anybody that's looking to talk to us, we have a design centre in 228 Mirrabool Street, Geelong. And we have two display homes currently open out at Armstrong, so in the Warrawolly Coast Estate near Mount Duneed. One of those is actually an energy efficient home, so if you want to see how far you can actually take it, that the balance 9.1 is certainly worth looking at. We have a new display home under construction out in Drysdale at the moment that should be open by the end of April, but in the meantime we have a pop-up shop in High Street, Drysdale. For those on the Bellarine Peninsula that don't want to come into Geelong, certainly call in there and see Marcus and he'll look after you.
And Wiley, from your perspective, what should people do?
Well, they can always ring me on 1300 280 342 and we can always do a pre-approval for people so that they can go off to their builder like GJ Garden knowing that subject to the valuation being done by the bank that they're good for the money, and that helps everybody along the way because we can set that budget so the builder knows what they can work with and how they can work with the client to achieve the result that they're after with their new home.
So basically, they should contact you first, should they, Wiley, and find out exactly what they can borrow, and then they can go to a builder like GJ Gardner, knowing what they can afford.
Well, I'd be happy maybe going to GJ Gardner, getting an excellent home, and we can work together in getting the appropriate finance and the best deal moving forward, Mitch.
Now, specials this week from your end, Wiley, for the listeners?
Yeah, well, we've got this couple of deals that have come through. Suncorp Essentials have just got a new rate coming through at 3.99, up to 90% loan-to-value ratio. We've got Bank of Melbourne also with a 3.05 variable, fixed rate, an investment rate of 4.19, which are both very sharp. That's with the package of $395, which includes no loan establishment fee, zero loan administration fees, a zero credit card fee and no monthly transaction fees or account keeping fees. So that's a very, very good deal if anyone wants to get into their new home. And next week, Mitch, I think we'll be talking about how to pay that mortgage off more quickly.
And we'll be doing that in Torquay with a bit of sun, sand and surf.
Yeah, and let's hope the traffic conditions are a bit better when we get down to Torquay next week,
Mitch. Let's hope so. Wiley, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Yes, cheers, Mitch, and cheers, Rowan.
Thanks, Wiley.
And Rowan, thank you as well for coming in. Very interesting and interesting to hear the angle of this through the perspective of a builder.
Well, thanks, Mitch. Thanks for the opportunity.
And we might see you again sometime soon. Rowan there, and of course, Wiley Sims there from Smartline, a regular contributor to the program.
The information provided in this segment is general advice only. Listeners should seek individual advice from their accountant, financial advisor or broker to see if the product is right for their situation. ACL number 385325.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.